Live from the front lines of freedom in the heart of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America for Monday, June 10th, 2019. Thanks for being here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the National Park Service quietly removing signs and flyers that say glaciers will be gone from Glacier National Park due to global warming and climate change. The problem is the sign said that would happen by 2020. Not even close. Two, abortion, as we talked about, has become a pivotal issue in the race for president in 2020. Some states moving forward with abortion on demand at any time in the pregnancy, even though a supermajority of Americans are opposed to such procedures after 12 weeks. And number one, the United States and Mexico have reached a milestone agreement that has the Mexican government sending thousands of troops to the southern border with Guatemala to protect that country from an influx and an inflow of migrants. It's a big deal. And, of course, the Democrats trying desperately to figure out how they can make it no big deal at all. Democrats trying to say that bullying Mexico was a bad idea. Bullying, that's the term used by Beto and Bernie, the brain trust of the Democrats running for the Democratic nomination to be president of the United States. Would you want either one of these clowns to be president? Ask yourself seriously. Bernie Sanders, disheveled Bernie up there flailing around and lecturing about the evils of capitalism while he runs off to his lake estate in northern Vermont, or his house in Burlington, or his house in D.C., or the fact that he travels first class and dines first class. Like every tyrant of the socialist left, Bernie talks about how things need to be equal and how everybody should have this and that, but he has no part of it anyhow. The Democrats desperately need to come up with some answer as to how the deal made by the president with the Mexican government is not the deal that it is. Think about this. In 2004 and 5, the Mexican government agreed to send troops to the southern border. They sent 500. This is a better than tenfold increase in the number of troops being sent to secure the Mexican-Guatemalan border. This is a big change. This is a tenfold change. This is a big deal. Plus, the beast. The beast is that freight train that you've seen pictures of that comes north across Mexico with literally thousands of illegals clinging to it just trying to get to America. Those things are going to change now. Those things are going to change because the president of the United States and the president of Mexico have agreed to a deal that will stop that from happening. And if it doesn't stop happening, President Trump will revert to the 5% tariffs that were supposed to take effect today. Those 5% tariffs the president had threatened to impose were going to begin today. Now they are on hold. While the Mexican government says they will send National Guard troops not only to the southern border in a show of force far larger than any time recently, but they'll also prevent people from getting onto that freight train, the beast. They'll prevent these migrant caravans from progressing freely through their country. And how big a deal is this? Well, let's hear from Kevin McAleenan. He is the acting DHS secretary, and he applauds the president for everything that he has done thus far. He applauds the president, and he dismisses out of hand the comment, the sniping from the left. Remember, the Democrats haven't done anything to secure the southern border. They've refused funding. They refuse cooperation, but they sit there and complain about the problem, even though they say it's a made-up crisis. If it's a made-up crisis, why talk about it at all? But here's Kevin McAleenan talking about what's really going on. It's bite number seven. Go.
Mr. Secretary, we heard the specifics there in David's piece, but how much of this is new?
All of it is new. I mean, we've heard commitments before from Mexico to do more on their southern border. The last time they deployed down there, it's about 400 or 500 officers. This is more than a tenfold commitment to increase their security in Chiapas. That's where people are entering from Guatemala in southern Mexico.
Your predecessor, Secretary Nielsen, testified that these things were happening to the House Judiciary Committee. There were talks about moving National Guard troops to the southern border with Guatemala. You're saying this is different than that?
It's very different. The president put a charge in this whole dialogue with Mexico, with the tariff threat, brought them to the table. The foreign minister from Mexico arrived within hours. He arrived the next day with real proposals on the table. This is the first time we've heard anything like this kind of number of law enforcement being deployed in Mexico to address migration, not just at their southern border, but also on the transportation routes to the northern border and in coordinated patrols in key areas along our southwest border.
Of course, there were a lot of nervous politicians and members of the business community and others that were worried that a tariff implemented against Mexico could have had detrimental effects and impacts on the United States. However, these are the same people, by the way, think about this, who told us that the tariffs on China would, you know, stop the American economy in its tracks. Everything would come to a standstill. It would be chaos. The children would be crying in the streets. There'd be gnashing of teeth and clenching of fingers. And yet, here we are. Economy looks pretty good so far. And I'm going to go back to my working theory. My working theory is that the president is going to play hardball with China until he gets something of substance, or he will continue to turn up the tariffs. But if you don't see movement on the Chinese front come, say, a year from today on the tariffs and so forth, I would predict, I would expect sometime around the convention season or just before convention season, the Democrats, of course, will be in Milwaukee and the Republicans will be in Charlotte. Just before that happens, the president will back off on the tariffs with China. He'll back them down or remove them altogether. Why? Because it will add fuel to the economic fire that is America. And it'll get things rolling briskly by the time we get to Election Day 2020. It's what we like to call around here politics. Politics. Yeah, he'll get it done. Why? Because he can. But right now, let's give the man credit where credit is due. This agreement with Mexico is a big win. It is a big win. The migrant protocol changes. For example, I'm going to read here from the U.S.-Mexico Joint Declaration just one quick comment. The United States will immediately expand the implementation of the existing migrant protection protocols across the entire southern border. Across the entire southern border. This means that those crossing the U.S. southern border to seek asylum will be rapidly returned to Mexico. You know, this whole debate we've been having, you can return into Mexico. No, you can't. Yes, we can. We've been close on this before, but now it's going to happen. It's a signed agreement. That's the deal. The deal has been put into place, and they will go back to Mexico to await adjudication. Now, this is going to turn back thousands, tens of thousands of people, because the whole game has been to come in, seek asylum, sit in America, disappear into the shadows, into the interior of the country, because you look at different parts of the country. Different countries, people originating from different countries tend to flock to different places. Boston's a hot spot. Atlanta is a hot spot. Orlando is a hot spot. But it depends on which country you're coming from, whether it's Guatemala or El Salvador or Honduras or somewhere else. Depends on where you try to get to in the United States. And so that's happening. There's also a disturbing story that we're going to get to, that some of these illegal aliens and migrants are being flown all over the country without proper paperwork. Think about that. They are being allowed, the TSA allowing these people to get on airplanes without proper identification or background checks. That should frighten all of us, all right? We need to get this under control. It is a national security issue. It is a domestic security issue. It is a humanitarian issue. And thankfully, the president moved the needle on this one. Despite what the Democrats may say, the needle has been moved. It's Monday, and this is the Steve Gerber Show.
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeytoeighty.com. For all the dinners cooked,
something smells good.
For all the clothes dried, for all the hot showers, there's safe, reliable natural gas from DTE. We keep gas safe by constantly inspecting, upgrading, and monitoring our lines 24/7, 365. So you can just enjoy all those dips in the hot tub.
Now this is the life.
Find out more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
Wyckoff Wellness welcomes back Dr. Chi for individual fingernail and tongue analysis June 10th through 15th. Fingernail and tongue changes may indicate problems with digestion, heart disease, blood sugar problems, and more. Call Wyckoff Wellness at 517-333-7270 to schedule your individual evaluation with Dr. Chi for only $40. Appointments are limited. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing is also hosting a free seminar with Dr. Chi Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. Call 517-333-7270 to schedule today or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
Hydration isn't a sometimes thing, it's an all-the-time thing. Good hydration is proven to improve performance and prevent cramping. Good hydration starts when you get up in the morning and lasts all day. Develop a plan for good hydration all day long and up your game. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.